Touch and Listen, the newsletter of the Florida Braille and Talking Book Library, Winter 2019-2020. News you can use. Need help reading prescription medicine labels? Many pharmacies offer medicine labels in audible large print and or Braille formats. ScriptTalk is an audible prescription service whereby a pharmacy attaches a special prescription label to the medication, which can be read by a handheld reader with the push of a button. Envision America provides consumers with a free handheld ScriptTalk reader to read these labels. You can review the list of participating ScriptTalk pharmacies at https://www.envisionamerica.com/products/scriptability/participating-pharmacies/ to see if one is available near you, or call Envision at 1-800-890-1180 for more information. Overdue magazine cartridges. If you are currently subscribed to magazines through the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled, NLS, and haven't received a new edition lately, your cartridges may be overdue. In order to ensure that your subscription service isn't interrupted, magazines must be read and returned soon after they are received. All magazines are sent from Potomac Talking Books, the contractor for NLS in Maryland, and must be returned to that location. Don't worry if you misplace the mailing card. A return address label is affixed to the container. Magazine cartridges are light blue and come in red containers as pictured to the left. If you have questions or concerns, please call us at 1-800-226-6075. New Year, New Learning Opportunities. Textbooks. If you are a student with special learning needs, there are alternative versions of textbooks available. For more information on what is available for students with reading disabilities or who are visually impaired, email the NLS reference section at nlsref@loc.gov or contact one of the following organizations. Bookshare, 480 South California Avenue, Palo Alto, California, 94306. Telephone 650-352-0198. Fax 650-475-1066. Bookshare Library Info at bookshare.org. Bookshare provides digital books free to all U.S. students with qualifying disabilities. Books are available for download in audio and Braille formats. Learning Ally, 20 Roselle Road, Princeton, New Jersey, 08540. Telephone 609-452-0606. Toll free 800-221-4792. Fax 609-987-8116. Email CUSTSERV@learningally.org. Learning Ally is a private, nonprofit organization that lends recorded textbooks and other educational materials to people who cannot read regular print because of visual, perceptual, or other physical disabilities. A registration fee and an annual membership fee are required. Passionate about music? NLS offers musical materials. In 1962, Congress authorized the NLS to curate a music collection. Today, the collection includes a variety of materials, including Braille and large print musical scores, recorded instructional materials, and recorded materials about music and musicians. There are digital audio and e-braille materials available for download on NLS's website at https://www.loc.gov/nls/braille-audio-reading-materials/music-materials/, and via the Braille and Audio Reading Download BARD service at https://www.loc.gov/nls/about/services/braille-audio-reading-download-bard/. All printed and Braille materials are circulated postage free. If you're eligible to receive NLS materials, you're eligible to receive items from the music collection as well. However, music materials are circulated directly to patrons from the NLS headquarters in Washington, D.C., rather than through the network of cooperating libraries. You must request services through the NLS Music section and may do so via email at nlsm@loc.gov, phone at 1-800-424-8567, extension 2, fax at 202-707-0712, or postal mail at Music Section, the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled, Library of Congress, Washington, D.C., 20542. Music section catalogs with available material listed may be requested along with other music section publications. If interested, please complete the music publication order form found online at https://www.loc.gov/nls/braille-audio-reading-materials/music-materials/catalogs-circulars-available-music-section/. 2020 Braille and large print calendars available. If you prefer using a physical calendar rather than an electronic one, there are Braille and large print options available. Many organizations are selling Braille and or large print calendars for 2020. NLS has a complete list of Braille and large print calendars available at https://www.loc.gov/nls/braille-audio-reading-materials/calendars/, from a variety of organizations and companies. The following organizations are distributing a calendar product free of charge: American Action Fund for Blind Children and Adults, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Telephone 410-659-9315. Fax 410-685-2340. Email actionfund@actionfund.org. American Action Fund is offering a 6-inch by 6.5-inch Braille calendar, which features one page per month, a personal day page, and a listing of major holidays free. The Jewish Heritage for the Blind, 1655 East 24th Street, Brooklyn, New York, 11229. Telephone 718-338 1-800-795-4999. Toll free, 800-995-1888. Email services@jewishheritage.org. Jewish Heritage for the Blind has an 8.5-inch by 11-inch large print weekly wall calendar in English and Hebrew. The calendar reflects the traditional Jewish year beginning at Rosh Hashanah, which includes weekly candle lighting times for selected cities, free. Lutheran Braille Workers, P.O. Box 5000, Yucaipa, California, 92399. Toll free, 800-925-6092. Email lbw@lbwinc.org. The Lutheran Braille Workers are offering an 8.5-inch by 11-inch Braille scripture calendar, which features a Bible verse and tactile graphics for each month. The calendar is also available in an 8.5-inch by 14-inch large print, 18-point edition, free. Michigan Braille Transcribing Fund, 3500 North Elm Road, Jackson, Michigan, 49201. Telephone 517-780-5096. Fax 517-780-5448. Email cindymbtf@gmail.com. The Michigan Braille Transcribing Fund has a print and Braille 4.5-inch by 6-inch spiral-bound calendar, which includes a separate listing of major holidays, free. National Federation of the Blind Independence Market, 200 East Wells Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Telephone 410-659-9314, extension 2216. Fax 410-685-2340. Email independencemarket@nfb.org. The NFB Independence Market has several calendar products available. The NFB's 6.5-inch by 6.5-inch Braille spiral-bound calendar with one page per month and a listing of major holidays is available free of charge. Catalog number BBC20B. Additional products are available for sale. Please note, the Braille and Talking Book Library is not endorsing any specific product or organization by listing them. Prices are subject to change. News from the librarian. Winter and cooler temperatures are upon us. If you're looking for a simple meal to keep things warm and cozy, try this easy pumpkin soup recipe. No pre-cooking or chopping required. Just throw all the ingredients in the pan and heat it up. Easy pumpkin soup. Ingredients: 1 10.5-ounce can condensed cream of potato soup, 1 1/4 cups water, 1 15-ounce can pumpkin puree, 2 tablespoons butter, 1 cup cream, 1 teaspoon salt or to taste, 1/4 teaspoon black pepper, 1/2 teaspoon garlic powder, 1/2 teaspoon ground ginger, 1 pinch paprika, optional for garnish, 1 cup seasoned croutons, optional for garnish. Directions: 1. In a saucepan over medium heat, combine the cream of potato soup, water, pumpkin, butter, and cream. Season with salt, pepper, garlic powder, and ginger. Stir until blended and bring to a simmer. Reduce heat to low and simmer for 15 minutes, stirring occasionally. 2. Remove from heat and pour into serving bowls. Sprinkle the top with paprika and top with seasoned croutons. Recipe makes 6 servings. Nutritional information. Per serving, 265 calories, 20.8 grams total fat, 17.6 grams carbohydrates, 3.2 grams protein, 67 milligrams cholesterol, 1,007 milligrams sodium. Further reading. Cookbooks. Impatient Foodie by Electra Wiederman. DB88740/BR22187. Blogger presents a cookbook aimed at providing cuisine-level food made in a short period of time, encouraging sourcing ingredients from local providers, and presenting a slow food style alternative for people who live hectic lives. Recipes cover a large variety of vegetables, meats, fruits, and some desserts. 2017. The Best of Cooking with Three Ingredients by Ruthie Warnow, DB67815. Recipes range from appetizers and beverages to soups, salads, vegetables, main dishes, breads, and desserts, each based on three economical ingredients and short preparation time, although cooking and baking times vary. Includes holiday and special occasion menus. 2002. Not Your Mother's Slow Cooker Cookbook by Beth Hensberger, DB87396. Collection of recipes featuring the use of a slow cooker. Includes a discussion of cooking using moist or dry heat, information on the components of a slow cooker, and advice on using one. Recipes include an introductory paragraph and notes on serving size, type of cooker, setting, and cook time. 2016. The Taste of Home Cookbook from the world's number one cooking magazine, DBC 01614. This new edition of a best-selling cookbook contains all the features from the original edition plus an added new feature, lifestyle recipes. This cookbook contains tips, techniques, and recipes to help make your cooking experience easy and successful. The 1,300-plus recipes and variations are all made from easy-to-find, everyday ingredients, all shared by readers of Taste of Home magazine and the Taste of Home Test Kitchen. Contains over 250 lifestyle recipes with spoken icons that indicate four different ways of preparing a desired recipe. These include classic recipes that use traditional preparation techniques, time-saver recipes for cooks who want to serve their families quick and with minimum effort. Light recipes show you how to trim calories, fat, and sodium, and serves two recipes are scaled-down versions for small households, contains four levels of navigation. Each chapter, appendix, major section heading, and recipe are marked. Nutrition facts are marked for each recipe. Tips and sidebars are also marked. Article courtesy of Marka Sims, Circulation Librarian, Oklahoma Talking Book Library. On the Library Bookshelf. Fresh from the recording studio, new books. Books with the DBC designation are available in BARD for immediate download. Books beginning with the FDB designation must be ordered through your reading advisor. If you aren't able to access BARD, please call your reading advisor. Lottie Loser by Dana L. Brown, DBC 12790, Book Number 1, AMI Series. Everything seems to be perfect in Charlotte Lottie Luce's life, a successful career, and a handsome lawyer boyfriend. But when her ex-best friend and first love comes back to Anna Maria Island, Charlotte is forced to look back and see if her decisions really were for the best. Narrator, Margaret Tedrick. Reading time, 8 hours, 5 minutes. Call Me Charlotte by Dana L. Brown. DBC 12783. Book Number 2, AMI Series. Charlotte Luce finds herself running away from the only man she's ever loved, Special Agent Nick Grayson. To complicate matters, Nick's brother Noah admits he's in love with Charlotte too. This is a story of finding empowerment in forgiveness. Narrator, Nancy Shea. Reading time, 5 hours, 55 minutes. The Firefly Code by Megan Fraser Blackmore, DBC 12772. Maury and her friends start to question their world when a new arrival named Alana moves into Old Harmony, a community where everyone is genetically enhanced. A Sunshine State Young Readers Award winner, narrator Kathy Reagan, reading time 8 hours, 50 minutes. The Perfect Assassin by Ward Larson, DBC 12768. Book 1, David Slayton Series. Sailing solo across the Atlantic, Christine Palmer comes upon David Slayton, an Israeli assassin who hijacks her boat and steers it toward England. The two must work together to hunt down someone who would drive the world to disaster. Narrator, Dave Archard. Reading time, 14 hours. Assassin's Game by Ward Larson, DBC 12769. Book 2, David Slayton Series. After his wife is attacked, David Slayton becomes embroiled in a labyrinthine plot involving an Iranian scientist who has created a nuclear missile. Narrator, Tom Hart. Reading time, 14 hours, 50 minutes. Assassin Silence by Ward Larson, DBC 12766. Book 3, David Slayton Series. A killer leaves a trail of bodies across Europe and a large airplane disappears without a trace. The CIA believes the two are connected, and David Slayton must race against time to prevent an unimaginable terror. Narrator Tom Hart. Reading time, 16 hours. Contains some violence. Assassin's Code by Ward Larson, DBC 12767. Book 4, David Slayton Series. After receiving a cryptic message, former assassin David Slayton discovers that the new leader of France's elite counterterrorism force is a terrorist that he is certain he killed 15 years prior. Narrator, Tom Hart. Reading time, 13 hours, 40 minutes. The Bureau of Braille and Talking Books Library Services is part of the Division of Blind Services, Florida Department of Education. Visit our websites at www.dbs.fldoe.org or www.fldoe.org. Contact us at 1-800-226-6075 or via email at opac_librarian@dbs.fldoe.org.